Unit 2. Visiting an apartment in Chelsea. I moved into the university dorm a week ago. My life in New York has become more settled over the past 2 weeks. During my stay at Oliver's, I was introduced to a student from Hong Kong, whose name is Angie. Today, I visited her apartment in Chelsea. It's on West 15th Street, close to Greenwich Village. Angie is studying architectural design at Parsons, the new school for design, not far from her apartment. It has a bedroom, a kitchen with a small dining space, and a bathroom with a shower. It's not a big apartment, but looks clean and cozy to live in. Angie, her friend Jonathan, and I had dinner in her tiny dining room. "What are you going to do in New York, Rika?" asked Jonathan. I said, "My main interest here is to study contemporary art, but I'm interested in many other things, too." Jonathan said, "You're lucky to live in New York. It's got everything. Music, art, sports, restaurants, exciting people, and diverse cultures." Angie nodded in agreement, saying, "Look what I got for dinner tonight. Chinese noodles, Japanese sushi, Jewish bagels, and Italian tiramisu for dessert." After dinner, we walked out of her apartment to get some fresh air. There was a larger crowd in the evening than in the daytime in Chelsea. It looked like a multicultural neighborhood with different races, ethnic groups, and social classes. There is a taste of artistry and dynamism in this town. According to Jonathan, Chelsea has undergone a lot of renovation recently. Chelsea Piers on 23rd Street, near the Hudson River, has a huge sports complex for skating, bowling, swimming, and golfing for sports-loving families as well as individuals to unwind after work. Angie said, "You can find a lot of interesting things at Chelsea Market. I also love going to small galleries here." "Do you like American literature, Rika?" asked Jonathan. "If you do and want to feel nostalgic, Hotel Chelsea is worth a peek because Mark Twain, Thomas Wolfe, and Tennessee Williams used to stay there when writing their masterpieces." I thought I would definitely go visit that hotel while I'm in New York.